For God so loved, he gave. He gave. Those words truly serve as a prelude, I believe, a prelude to this most amazing week. God gave. Because he gave, isn't it just natural that we give, that we give thanks? If you have your Bibles, 1 Thessalonians, Paul's words to the church at Thessalonica, his words to us this morning. 1 Thessalonians 5, three verses beginning in verse 16. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstance. This text is probably, I would surmise, this text is being preached and read all over this country in this very hour. This text is being read and preached in rural churches in America and in mega churches in large cities. Many folks today will hear this familiar text of Paul. They will read it. They may even give a head nod. And some might perhaps give a quiet amen. Rejoice. Pray. Give thanks. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. It always has been, as long as I can remember. As a child, it was my favorite. As a teen, more so. And then when I went off to college, the thought of returning home for Thanksgiving, my favorite. As a young adult, as newly married, when we had kids, I taught them well. And even today, they would say, our favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. But why would that be my favorite? Now, I've been taken to task. Some have said, well, what about Christmas and Advent and all that Christmas is about? Shouldn't that be your favorite? Or what about Easter morning? That should surely be, as a believer, the favorite. No, for me, it is still Thanksgiving. Well, the reason, I love the season. I love the season of that Thanksgiving falls in. After hot, hot summer days that start about February and go through November in Texas, I long for the season of autumn. I love for fall days. The season helps me love this holiday, the season of fall. And yes, the sights. I do love the sights of trees, especially in East Texas during autumn. I love leaves in your yard. I don't love leaves necessarily in my yard, and I despise leaves on my driveway, but I do love leaves. This fall, Ray and I took a vacation just so we could see other color leaves. I love the sights. 2 days this week on the way to the office early in the morning, I saw frost. It was light, but there was frost on several rooftops as I came across Copeland to the church. And I called Aurelia both mornings and said, go outside and look. Frost, it's here. I love the colors, the leaves, the frost. And yes, it's not just the season and the sights, it's the smell. Fall smells good, doesn't it? A couple of weeks ago, when I smelt that first fireplace someone was burning, or maybe they had a small outdoor chimney burning, and you smelt that wood, and you said, it's fall. Now, when my next-door neighbors burn their leaves, I don't always say, it's fall. I say, yuck, that's going right into my garage. I even like when we turn on the central heat and that dust begins to burn in your house and you say, what is that smell to me that says, oh, it's fall? You won't smell it again till next fall. It all burns off. And of course, pumpkin and spice latte, pumpkin and spice candles, pumpkin and spice cologne, whatever, pumpkin and spice, the smell, the sights, the season. I love Thanksgiving. Of course, I love the food. Isn't it interesting that there are certain foods you eat that week of Thanksgiving and that day of Thanksgiving? You have to pull out the recipe of grandmother's dressing. You have to use the right amount of sage. And even if you don't like it, you do what the recipe follows. You make that congealed salad that no one eats, but you've always had it, so you have to have it again, though you throw it all away. Those family traditions, that food is so important in this holiday. The pumpkin pie with the, what about mincemeat pie? Some of you are going, that's the most disgusting thing your great-grandparents ever made you eat. But it was food, and you ate it, and it was Thanksgiving. Food and family. The kids got it right. The holiday that brings family together. I see some families are here this week and other families will be here next week. Part of this holiday just evolves and revolves around family and football. As a kid, Thanksgiving Day, you ate, you enjoyed family, and you got ready for that wonderful Texas A&M and University of Texas Longhorn football game. I may have had a UT sweatshirt, and then I met Jesus and I got rid of it. But I may have had it when I was in second grade. Thanksgiving. I love the season. It is my favorite holiday. But then came COVID. I have to tell you, I hate everything about COVID. I hate the word coronavirus. Doesn't sound any better. There's nothing good in my mind about this pandemic. Yes, my calendar that I use, I've had for over a year, and November the 26th on my calendar has had Thanksgiving written all this time. But and the Advent guide that Walker just spoke of, and I hope you take one or several copies, it is so good, and I know that following Thanksgiving will come Advent. But COVID has dulled my season, not my smell, but perhaps it has also dulled my thanks. Family. The kids mentioned it, and I've said it. And even when I said that a few moments ago, I saw expressions here, and I was, if I could see what you're seeing at home, I would see the same expression. Family. Thanksgiving 2020 without family. It's been a bit nostalgic, and as I thought of my family and what we've always done, and of course, my parents are no longer here, and there's that emptiness that feels even more empty this year. For the first time in our married life, Aurelia's parents aren't able to be with us, and we're not able to be with them. Her dad's in the nursing home, and family. We were going to my brother's, like many of you, driving for the day or the day before, but his kids will be there and his grandkids will be there, and suddenly there's 14 or 15 of us, and it's just not a good year to do that. And Adlin, last year this time, we were in the midst of almost ready for a wedding. Only daughter getting married last week in December. I collected all the change I could find, maxed out all the credit cards. It was a grand and glorious wedding as we ended 2019. And she's not coming home for Thanksgiving. She's going to the in-laws. Now, I don't get that. There is nothing right about that. She's our daughter. She is our daughter. And the first major holiday, my favorite holiday, she goes to his house. Zach could go, but Adeline should come home. I don't, Aria said we did that. Well, That's different. That doesn't matter what we did. It's just not right that your child goes to foreign lands with someone else on their house. I told her, I hope they have terrible food. And you don't have to pretend you like it. And she's told me secretly, I hope she didn't listen to this, that I'm not going to like anything about it. And I was very proud of her for saying that. It's a terrible thought. Your child should not have to go to someone else's house for Thanksgiving. I'm having a hard time with that. Truett's coming home, and he's bringing his dog, a lab, who thinks she's a person and gets in your face and has no... She doesn't wear a mask. She needs to. She is in your face. She's in your lap. Her tail knocks over everything, and our dog is 15 years old and just rolls her eyes and says, please don't bring that dog. Thanksgiving. Lunch for three. Will there even be a football game? Not many leftovers when you're only cooking for three. And it's going to be 75 degrees. Rejoice always. Pray continually for your son-in-law who took your daughter to his house for Thanksgiving. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Perhaps COVID Thanksgiving was what God knew I needed after all. Now hear me, COVID is not caused by God. I refuse to believe that God has caused COVID to cause the death and the despair. I don't think God is behind COVID as his wrath against our world. I just don't believe that about my God. 101.38 million deaths in our world, 260,000 families have experienced death of a loved one, 21,000 Texans whose plates and spots will be empty. The pain, the trauma, the long-term effects of COVID, financial unemployment. Our schools are dealing with the effect of last spring and now this fall and virtual, and how behind will all of our students be in churches? I can't tell you how many of my pastor friends' churches have not met in person since March. And the mental effect that this will have long term. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will. COVID, not God's will, but giving thanks in all circumstances, for God so loved. For God so loved. God knew we needed a Savior. From the very beginning of time, from creation on, God knew we would mess this up. God knew we would need help. We would need direction. God knew that we would turn on ourselves and we would turn on each other. And so He knew we would need a Messiah. We would need a Savior. We would need someone to come and show us the way and walk alongside us. He knew we would need Jesus. He knew we would need Jesus as our Redeemer, Jesus as our atoning sacrifice that would bridge the gap and connect us back to Him. And when Christ went back to be with the Father, He gave us the Holy Spirit, who is with us all the time, every day. I will not leave you. And during COVID, He carries us. Walks beside us. We're never alone. Rejoice. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks Yes, indeed. Give thanks. Is there anyone here? Or even those watching, is anyone who's hearing this voice? Could anyone say, well, there will be no food at our home. We don't have any food. I venture to say not. And because of the generosity of this community, and I couldn't say this everywhere, but because of the generosity of Lufkin and Angelina County, there might be some, but there aren't near as many who will be hungry because this is such a generous, generous community. Many will enjoy a meal this week and next week because of you and others like you, and the smell of Thanksgiving will be known in many homes. And oh, Adeline's coming on Friday. She won't be here Thursday. I told her to leave at 4 a.m. and get here as quick as she could on Friday. She'll be here Friday. And because she's here on Friday, then all of our Christmas post-Thanksgiving traditions will continue, and we'll get the tree and we'll decorate the tree and we'll watch White Christmas, and it'll be only 71, and we'll have a fire anyway, and my neighbors will smell their fire, not their leaves. They will smell the fire from my fireplace, and they will be grateful. And Texas and A&M, they won't play, but since the demise of the Southwest Conference, that game was overrated anyway. And after looking at Kansas State yesterday, Baylor might even win next Saturday, and hope springs eternal. Hope. Advent. Next Sunday, the theme is this hope. Have we ever needed it more? And peace, and joy, and love, and there's a vaccine coming. It's not coming quick enough, but it's coming. A vaccine against COVID. And we're one day closer to Thanksgiving 2021. Rejoice. Pray. Give thanks. I want you to read the scripture with me. Put the scripture up on the screen. Let's read it together. Let's read. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let's read it again. Say this word of Paul, who was in prison. Paul, who had undergone all of these beatings and shipwreck. Paul, who had endured so much, and yet he wrote, read it, rejoice. Give thanks. This God so loved that he gave. Now we get to give thanks. This was always called the Lord's Supper when I was a child growing up in most churches, the Lord's Supper. In the last few years, I began to refer to this, like many others, as communion. Because we commune with God, and we commune together as a congregation. We celebrate community around this table, a beautiful communion, us and God in the presence of Christ. Some would talk about this as being the Eucharist. Now that sounds foreign to most of our ears. Our brothers and sisters in the Catholic Church would refer to the Eucharist. That word means charis in Greek, grace or give. The Eucharist, I give thanks. The word thanks, the word grace, the same word, the Eucharist, I give thanks. Jesus knew we needed to remember, and he knew if there wasn't some tangible sign, we would probably forget. Matthew's gospel says it like this. Matthew 26, when evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body in remembrance of me, take and eat." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." So let us give thanks. Shall we pray? Oh God, as we prepare to eat the bread, to drink the cup, we pause and give thanks. We give thanks for a Savior who stood in our place, a Savior who died on Calvary's cross that we might live and experience eternal life, a Savior who taught us how to love and how to live and how to be filled with gratitude, a Savior who taught us about justice and kindness and goodness, a Savior that taught us to look at the least and the lowest, a Savior who elevated all, a Savior who died for our sin. Oh, thank you, God, that you so loved us that you gave. You gave your Son that whosoever believes and calls on him should not die, but have everlasting life. Father, know our hearts. Hear our prayer as we confess our sin. And hear our prayer, O Lord, as we pray together the prayer you taught your apostles. Would you pray with me? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Amen.